Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Let's talk about relationships today, shall we? I have a question for you when it comes to if you're married or if you are in a committed relationship, intimate partnership, specifically marriage, right? But why did you get married? Or why are you in that committed relationship? What is the point? Why would you do that? Have you ever asked yourself this question? So take a moment to think about that. What was your reasoning for making that commitment to say, you know what, I'm going to stop at you? Okay. I just heard many of you go to, well, because I loved him or because I loved her. That's why I got married. But there could have been other people that you loved in your life and you did not choose to make that commitment to them. So I want you to think about that. What was the reason that you went into signing on the dotted line to making one of the biggest commitments that you will ever make in your life? Maybe you got married because you wanted to have a family, or you wanted to have someone to be there for you. You know, when you go through hard things, I think that these are the reasons that we actually make that decision is when you go through hard things in life, to have somebody there for you is such a beautiful thing. Okay. So like, for example, you know, I think about me and my husband. I just went through the passing of my father and my husband was there for me. He went through the passing of his grandmother and I was there for him, even though we were both going through it together because he loved my father and I loved his grandmother. But going through those hard things together in life or going through a job loss and you've got somebody there for you or all the other hard things we can go through in life, right? It's to have somebody that has your back, who's there next to you, and able to navigate through the hard waters of life together and also the beautiful waters of life. Sometimes, you know, we're going through some really beautiful moments depending on what's happening in our life. Maybe you got married to have safe sex, to have someone that it's like, hey, I wanted intimacy. I want that constant, right? Where it's somebody that I can be intimate with on a regular basis. Maybe you got married to be a team and ultimately to grow together, to be truly vulnerable with someone. I think that is the most beautiful reason, honestly, to be in a partnership is to have someone that you can grow together with as a team and you can go through those hard moments, but you can also be there for each other during those times. And as you do that, as you see your partner in a vulnerable space, you can learn to love deeply. Think about that. See that person in the depths. Think of your spouse or your partner going through a pregnancy is probably one of the most vulnerable situations where you are for not just a day, but for months, you're going through gaining weight, your body changing, a lot of different ups and downs, and then ultimately delivery. That is like probably the most vulnerable space a human can be in. And you go through it together, seeing your partner grieving and bawling their eyes out, or getting sick with different health issues, or for a man losing their job and their livelihood, and that sucker punch that's so hard for a lot of men to do and women, you know, But having that fear of livelihood and feeling rejection in that sense of losing a job and really having to come together to figure things out. Like, I want you to think about these things as a partnership. We come together for something so much more than just saying, oh, because I loved that person. No, you came together for a major reason. And really, I believe the ultimate partnership, you are growing as a team together. But I think that this is a really important question to ask because many times we get married for certain reasons and then we end up going in very different directions and then feeling guilty because we are really unfulfilled in our relationship and we don't know what to do. So I think getting back to this question, I would encourage you to actually take some time to think about this, especially if you're having challenges in your marriage. I want you to just sit down and maybe get out a piece of paper and pen and write at the top of it, why did I get married? And sit with that for a moment and write down all of your answers as to why you wanted to get married. And then check that, check and see how's that happening? How is it working out for you? Where are you guys at right now in your relationship? And are you showing up in that way? Are the reasons that you got married and how things are showing up right now, are they aligned? A big reason people get married is raising children. They want to raise a family together. They want to have children. Think about this. When you have a child, it's like you're literally giving birth to your heart outside of your chest in another human being because the love is so profound. It's even more than you have for yourself, usually, right? We usually love our children more than anything in the whole world, but the father feels the same way. And so you've got a mother and a father who now have formed this common heart together in another human being, and this human being is walking outside of your chest, you have no control over really. I mean, the older they get, the less control you have. And you and your partner have to go through, get to go through. It's not have to, you get to go. It's an honor to get to go through that journey of unconditional love together, right? And this heart is wrapped up into another being, and you and your partner equally love that child. Wow. Now that's deep. That is deep. And so just think about that. Think about the reasons that you got married and look at where things are at. When I talk to people having a hard time in their marriage, I ask them this question, and they are able to look at where things are at and get more clear on, understanding why they feel the way they do. Because so many times people get married for a certain reason, and there's a common understanding of what their goals are and their plans are. And then you grow in separate directions, and then you feel guilty because you're not fulfilled and you're not happy. And really understanding this answer to this number one question will help you get so much clarity. And you can go, hey, you know what? I got married to, whatever your reasons are, to be a team or to be there for each other, and you're not showing up and you're not being a team. And, I mean, many women get married and then they stop having sex and expect their man to just deal with it. These are all things I see in my coaching practice, and it's not cool. It's not fair. I'm not saying that you should do whatever your man wants. That's not what I'm saying. You have to have that common understanding. You have to meet each other on that bridge. And there could be a lot of other things happening as to why you're not being intimate. But getting clear on this question is really, really important because you'll be able to understand why things are the way they are and what you need to do. It's the roadmap right there. So for me, I got married to have intimacy with somebody that I love and adore, and I'm attracted to. And I got married to build a family together and to be a team together and to have somebody who's there for me. And if I'm looking at these things and I'm going through things and my husband's never there for me and he's never around, then we need to look at that. And we would need to have that conversation and figure out how we can get back to those reasons that we came together and made that commitment in the first place, right? So think about why you got married. Ask your spouse what they want from you. And then course correct if you need to. But here's the thing. When you ask your spouse what they need from you, don't get upset when they're honest with you. Because if they are saying, "Hey, look, I need more support from you," or "I need you to be there for me when I need you," or "I want to spend more time with you," or "I want you to pay more attention to me," whatever it is that they're feeling like they need, actually listen with an open heart and an open mind. There are two things that will kill a relationship. It will kill a marriage so quickly. The number one thing is non-communication. If you're not communicating with each other and telling your partner what they need, then you can't expect to get anywhere because that is going to kill your relationship. And what happens is so many times we stop communicating, we stop telling our partner what we need or what we want. And many times it's because they've shut us down. And so that's why I'm saying, if you ask this question, be strong enough to receive the answer and actually open your heart when you're listening. But we stop communicating. And so what happens is over time, we're not verbal. We don't tell our partner what we really, really want or need. Then our feelings start to die. And a relationship really is like that plant. Think of a plant. What happens when it ends up dying because it has not had any water or sunlight and nourishment? And it ends up being a planter full of dirt, just dry dirt. You can put all the water you want on it at that point, and it's not going to come back to life. So you want to nourish your relationship before it gets too late. So that's the first thing is you've got to communicate. The second thing is that will kill a marriage is being defensive and stubborn and not willing to change, not willing to try to put yourself in your partner's shoes and actually think about them when you're just looking at it from your own viewpoint. You got to be willing to make those changes and care enough about your partner to show up and course correct to do the work. So ask this question. It's an important one. And you can do it. You can make those changes before it's too late. You can nourish that beautiful plant. You can have this beautiful relationship. There's honestly, in my mind, there's nothing more painful and miserable than a relationship that isn't working, or nothing more beautiful and honoring and give you more joy than a relationship that is. So it's the biggest source of pain and the biggest source of joy. You choose. Okay, have a fabulous week. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.